We join today with our First Nations, Inuit, and Métis siblings in celebrating National Indigenous Peoples Day. That it happens to coincide with my Sunday to preach is a gift, as it gives me and us a special opportunity to honor the languages, the cultures, the contributions, the strength, history, and resilience of Canadian Indigenous communities. Today, on this summer solstice, a time Indigenous people have for centuries celebrated renewal, connection, and the gracious gifts of the Creator, we rightly stop to acknowledge and give thanks for the blessings bestowed through the diversity of God's creation. Sadly, some have criticized this day as being largely symbolic and tokenistic, engineered to, so they say, improve public relations without implementing systemic changes. A way to, as one critic literally put it, ease colonial conscience and guilt. But that's not what this is. Real substantive action on systemic racism, reconciliation, and land rights is mandatory for all people whose baptism calls them to, as in the baptismal promises, strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being. That's why our church has faithfully added the word prayer to today's title. If you check your calendar, it will simply say National Indigenous Day, but we have a prayer to declare our Christian duty to genuinely love our neighbor as ourselves, opposing all that limits the kingdom life to which we are all called. Today is a heartfelt call to us, in large part descendants of an historic colonization process that has created the very antithesis of that kingdom. It's a heartfelt call to continue looking first inside ourselves and our history at the reason such a day is needed and how our Creator calls all of us to respond. Today we must look squarely at the evil of colonialism, a sin of division, violence, and exploitation given great flesh and force by the 15th century doctrine of discovery. Proclaiming the culture and religion of European Christian people to be superior to that of indigenous, this legal and religious document created perfect conditions for the cultural, political, and economic dispossession and subjugation of Native people worldwide. It fundamentally changed Canada's foundation by justification given for whites to claim Indigenous lands and resources, denying the worth and denying the validity of pre-existing cultures along with their languages, their laws, their governances, even their religion. Alongside other Christian denominations, our own Anglican Church of Canada persecuted Indigenous religions, ceremonies, and leaders. Indigenous ceremonies and practices were even criminalized till 1951. The evil of colonialism has committed nothing less than spiritual violence against these beloved children of God, dehumanizing them and subjecting them to demonic policies such as the Indian Act, which forced assimilation in government-funded, church-operated residential schools. From the 1880s to the 1990s, roughly 150,000 First Nations, Inuit, and Métis children from 4 to 16 years of age were ripped from their families, their communities, and their cultures and incarcerated, with an estimated 90 to 100% suffering severe physical, emotional, and sexual abuse, and a 40 to 60% mortality rate. Living survivors struggle with unspeakable memories and injuries, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. And it's estimated that 80 to 90,000 people still alive right now today spent and lost their childhood in those schools. The perpetrators of colonialism, particularly those quote-unquote preaching Christ's gospel of love while ignoring the mandates of that gospel, which is to say we, have failed miserably to love all siblings as we ourselves have been loved. Efforts toward atonement and reconciliation have finally begun. Major among them was the 1991 Royal Commission on Aboriginal Peoples, tasked with healing the relationship between Indigenous peoples, the Canadian government, and society at large. Following widespread public investigations through personal meetings, telephone calls, discussions, this commission's final report outlined a 20-year agenda for change. 20-year agenda, it's not going to happen fast, including a statement of reconciliation which included an apology to those abused. In 2007, the Indian Residential School Settlement Agreement, the largest class action settlement in Canadian history, was implemented and established the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. And this commission interviewed thousands of survivors and delivered its final report in 2015, including 94, quote, calls to action. Apologies were made by three of the Christian denominations guilty of this genocide, including our own, and financial compensation is to some extent being made. It's hardly necessary to say, though, that there's no compensation or redress in the world that could begin to compensate for the atrocities committed against God's Indigenous children, their families, their communities, and cultures. And so, our history, important to look at, and some of the reasons that we have this day. We have much to repent for and much opportunity to make things better, to make justice the standard of all our interactions. How can we do this? I think first we have to acknowledge the devastation inflicted by colonialism's what is called theology of domination. Theology of domination, a mindset fostering attitudes of superiority and entitlement. Instead of a mindset that separates our church as and we as individuals, we have to reflect, we have to embrace and express a theology that recognizes and affirms the interconnectedness of all creation, a foundational worldview of First Nations, Métis and Inuit cultures and all indigenous peoples across the earth. A key concept of this interconnectedness is something I really love. It's the widely used indigenous phrase, all my relations. All my relations. Expressing the deep familial bond shared with all living beings and the very earth itself. And today's passages from Isaiah, from Psalm 19, and the Gospel of John all echo this fundamental oneness as creatures of the same living God. True reconciliation, the true thing, not simply a not simply a slogan, mandates the humble acknowledgement that not only our survival, but liberation itself requires abandoning attitudes of separation and domination. As Australian Indigenous author and activist Lila Watson insists, quote, "If you come to help me, you are wasting your time. But if you come because your liberation is bound up with mine, then let us work together." The ultimate goal of Christian ministry is named in the collect for this special day. The very last lines, "to help one another grow into the full stature of Christ." And the Anglican Church admits its historic failure to faithfully love, include, and serve all God's kids. In response, our church's General Synod has named 6 major priorities called pathways to reshape the national church itself. Let me say that again. This is a bombshell. To reshape the national church of Anglican Church of Canada. And one of these priorities focuses on building a mutually affirming relationship among Indigenous and non-Indigenous Christians. We might not know it looking around the congregation this morning, but an awful lot of Indigenous siblings are Anglicans, and a distinct self-governing Indigenous church within the larger Anglican church has been formed with its own national Indigenous Archbishop Christopher A. Harper. Worshiping in more than 225 congregations across this beautiful land, these faith communities are embarking on an important path of self-healing by blending Christian faith with their own traditional Indigenous spirituality and culture. And we are blessed by their communion. Okay. So, this day mandates acknowledgement of the genocidal treatment our nation and many of its Christians have inflicted on God's beloved children, our siblings. Thank God our federal government and church have at last acknowledged our sins and begun substantive steps toward healing and reconciliation. The restorative justice that is our Christian mandate. Society, the world as we know it, indulges in retributive justice. A tit for a tat, an eye for an eye. You commit a crime, you go to jail. God's justice is restorative. Restorative. Things are improving slowly. As the prophet Isaiah dared to proclaim, God is doing a new thing and making a way where there was no way. Do you not perceive it? But what about us as individuals? How can I, little old me, join this restorative work of reconciling justice? And I'm hoping you're wondering, how can I, referring to yourself? In other words, how, as Anglican Bishop Gordon Light penned in his beautiful hymn, "Draw the Circle Wide," how can we let our loving know no borders, let the dream of Christ be in us to open every door? Well, perhaps most importantly, we can get to know these wonderful siblings a little bit better, you think? And there are lots of ways to do this. We can educate ourselves by watching Indigenous cinema. The National Film Board of Canada hosts a vast library of award-winning documentaries and short films. We can read works by Indigenous authors, like Bishop Stephen Charleston's book, Ladder to the Light, which which Alistair led us through, a group of us, in a recent book study. Marvelous. I learned things that you just couldn't learn through non-indigenous. I hate that, non-indigenous, but anyway, through other culture. We can learn about local indigenous peoples themselves. We can visit a cultural center or the BC Royal BC Museum to better understand indigenous histories, languages, and modern lives. Best of all, here's an idea. Spend time with them. Many communities host cultural events and public festivals like powwows, where everybody is welcome to celebrate, to learn and break bread together. Hatred of a stranger is easy. It's far harder when that stranger becomes a friend. There's so many ways, my beautiful, beloved siblings in God, there's so many ways to draw this circle wider, and we need to commit to this goal. Bottom line, we can and must embrace the wisdom of indigenous peoples themselves and recognize, and I quote, "We are all relations. We are all one." Amen. Amen.